Well, I'm Benjamin, so stay tuned and we've got the best conversations for you today. Well, talking about conversations, I was having a lot of conversations over the last 1 week, and many a times I realized that a lot of them were going into conflicts, and I was wondering, what do I do? Well, I guess my prayers have been answered, because in our studio today, we've got the one person who would be able to help us. Her name is Mrs. Nissi Samuel, and she is a facilitator for workshops on interpersonal skills designed by Dr. Ken Williams. Hello, Mrs. Samuel, and welcome to the show.
Thank you for welcoming me.
Why do you think that young people need to know about resolving or handling these conflicts that we face in our day-to-day lives?
Well, budding teens and young people will confront with this issue of resolving conflict with their families, especially with their parents, siblings, friends, and at place of work. With parents, youngsters find what their parents say and do are just the opposite of what they think. With siblings, they don't agree with each other. That can smolder to arguments, and quarrelsome attitudes evolve there, and that can break down a relationship.
So these are relationships within the home that we're talking about?
Not just home, with their siblings, and also it goes outside to their friends and their place of work.
Okay. But then what kind of outcomes will come out of these conflicts that happen?
Well, in close relationships, conflicts are normal because of some overlap of life. If you are unable to resolve conflict with hosts of people, like we said, the family, the siblings, and people at work, that can result in anger and rage, and turn to bitterness and being revengeful sometimes.
Okay.
And it can also move on to brawling, slander, along with cruelty in words.
Okay.
Which can be the outcome of conflicts. Sometimes that becomes a major reason for failure and unhappiness in families, friends, and place of work.
Okay, now what is the difference actually between confronting and managing conflicts? Because they both seem to be similar to me.
Yes. Yeah, the difference between confronting and managing conflict must be cleared. There seems to be an overlap, because confronting is needed when someone is doing something that offends, hurts, or bothers you in some way.
Okay.
But managing conflict is needed when someone is in disagreement with you on some issue, or you're just guiding them to overcome the conflict that they're facing.
Well, having cleared the meaning, the difference between conflict and confronting, can we see some samples of conflicts that occur?
Yeah, conflicts can occur when one person carries out, maybe she is doing all the work and the other does not bother to do anything. So there's a disagreement with both the person, between the two person. Or when one desires to go to one place and the other person does not want to go. So there can be umpteen number of conflicts. But more than naming the conflicts or giving examples of it, it is important to know the factors around a conflict. Conflict is normal in close relationship. That's one factor.
Okay.
And healthy relationship cannot be built on 50-50 philosophy.
Okay.
And you need to be honest about your feelings when you disagree, but do it without blaming the other person, and also listen to the other person, because that is essential.
All right.
And another factor is that when there is stress at work, or physical stress, tiredness, anxiety, mood swings, especially for teenagers, they do have mood swings, their ability to resolve a conflict becomes lower, usually at that point of time. So you need to be including that factor when you look at resolving conflict. So methods of managing conflict are normal, different from one culture to the next for conflict. Disagreements can be opportunity to build one another up.
Okay. Now, if I can just go back to your first point, which you said was conflict is normal in a close relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand that when I'm talking with my brother or someone within the family, it's very, very common, and we all have our own disagreements, and we bicker and fight over, even a glass of milk.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you have a situation where you have friends or not very close, conflicts still occur in those places, right?
Yes, they do occur, but the normal factor is that when you're having common grounds with work, with studies, with rest of the things that you commonly do, and you bound to face each other quite often, then conflicts arise.
Well, when a conflict arises, for example, and I'm disagreeing to go to a place with somebody else, where the other person wants to go somewhere else, you know, how do I manage that conflict without being quarrelsome? You know, what are the effective ways in which I can handle the situation?
Normally, in a conflicting situation, you think you'll have to end up with being quarrelsome. But okay, you don't have to be. If you're being careful not to attack each other's character. Usually, attacking another's character generates anger. So it's so important that you don't character assassinate.
Okay.
And the next thing is, don't counterattack or try to seek revenge with that person.
But usually that's what we try to do all the time, isn't it?
No wonder why we end up being quarrelsome then.
Correct.
So don't analyze the motive of the other person. Don't try to think that you know everything about the other person and try to do predictive thoughts about it.
Get inside the other person's head.
Yes.
Okay.
Kind of mind read.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, don't dump your problem on the other people.
Okay, but then what do I do? These are a lot of don'ts that you've given me.
Yes.
So what is it that I do in this scenario?
Yeah, what you need to do in a conflicting situation is that to deal with the conflict as soon as possible. You need to bring the issue to the person to whom you have the conflict.
So it's better I don't sleep over it, you're saying?
Truly, yes. I think you'll sleep well if you finish up resolving the conflict.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and when you begin to bring the issues with a person, keep to the present. You should be careful not to use words like "you always" or "you never," which automatically brings up the past.
Okay.
So you need to be careful how you word yourself and not to condemn the person by using those words.
Okay.
Concentrate on one issue. Don't bring up the unrelated problems.
All right.
Use more of I statements. State clearly how you feel rather than attacking or blaming the other person. And also use words that will build a person, not breaking the spirit of the person.
Okay.
And the last thing, but not the least, express feelings appropriately.
So if I can just summarize it in a couple of words, you're trying to tell us that we need to speak in a positive manner, trying to reinforce the other person, however, standing your ground as well and saying, this is what I think.
Yes, and also keeping these factors in mind.
Well, we've gone through a lot of do's and don'ts, kind of guidelines that you've given us on how to resolve this. Does this always work? Is it like a fixed thing that I need to follow? Are there anything else that needs to be added onto it?
Most of the time, this is a good tip that would work in many of the conflicts if you practically do it. But there are certain things that you have to have in mind is that when you look at the issue, you need to see if there's any truth in the issue. Am I a problem in it? Is it worth fighting for? And if you can sit by yourself and think if there's anything wrong with me, then I think it's worth correcting yourself. Okay. Than going to resolve a conflict with another person.
Look at yourself and see whether you're the one to be corrected.
Yes.
Okay.
And any conflict that comes up, I think it is better for us to think back and then maybe give it a 24-hour break in between. That'll help you to think well.
Okay. Now, I do know that, you know, not always conflicts are brought to a solution.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens when we have a person who refuses to resolve a conflict? Or, you know, are they, I'm sure there's situations where an agreement is not reached. Mm-hmm. So what happens in those situations?
Yeah, if you're a person who's getting into a conflict all the time.
Yeah.
And many people report to be a quarrelsome person, then definitely something should be wrong with you.
Okay.
That should be accepted. And the next thing is that sometimes the other person to whom you take the issue may not agree with your ideas. He may disagree completely. He may suggest one more or some other option, some new idea, some modification to your ideas.
Okay.
So if you come up with an agreement, try to negotiate and bring up a contract between you.
Okay.
If it doesn't work, again, take a break.
Okay, now what happens when, you know, we have people who have unresolved anger? They keep a resentment towards a person, probably because of something that happened, or it's again an unsolved matter. Mm-hmm. It's a conflict that they're having. How do we handle situations like that?
Yeah, if there is any anger, you can ask for and also grant forgiveness to each other. But make sure that your request for forgiveness doesn't come across as a demand.
Right.
That the other person should forgive you, but it should be a humble desire, request, rather than a demand.
But I also know that that's not exactly the easiest thing to do for us who have problems with each other.
Yes, that's true. But if the other person is unaware of these concepts or is unwilling to follow them, you can apply the ground rules. You can apply these do's and don'ts and attempt to follow the steps to some degree. The steps that we are talking here is about bringing up the issue with the person. Number two is to explain the conflict to the person and then propose a tentative solution.
Okay.
So this approach may sometimes seem quite cumbersome. However, the very fact can help you concentrate on the process of resolving your disagreements.
All right.
It may be a slow process, but work on it step by step, and it will help you reduce inappropriate expression of feelings. It does take a lot of effort to master, and if you do so, you will dramatically improve your ability to manage your conflicts effectively.
So it's not something that's like an instant solution. It takes a bit of time. And
it does. Yeah. It does, because we are different in personalities, backgrounds. So we need to give that space for each other.
Okay, especially when we're talking between cultures.
Yes.
Between, you know, languages, mm-hmm. all that counts.
Yes, it does.
All right. Thank you so much, Mrs. Samuel, for spending your precious time with us here on Reality Bang. It's been great to have you here.
Thank you. But just one thing to add is that not one procedure is ideal for everyone. Oh, there may be other procedures, but this method will give you some helpful guidelines for managing conflicts well.
Oh, so these guidelines would be, I mean, these are only guidelines. They're not rules per se.
Yes.
Well, we, the Reality Bang team, would humbly like to say thank you so much for spending your time here and teaching us on how to manage our conflicts, especially in our relationships, which are very close and dear to us.
Thank you.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164, +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.